breakthrough in consciousness and in new development in mental health. And the time will be 5 to 7 minutes.
Five to seven minutes.
Is that okay?
Five to 7 minutes.
Thank you.
Oh.
We just did a bump, almost handshake. This week has been very shocking and traumatic for much of the world who follow the news and who are fans, even if we didn't realize it, of Robin Williams. Because there was a man who had seemingly so much zest for life, so he used his head and his heart and his gut, and he projected it all the time. Now, we could spend this whole 5 minutes on what that was about and why everyone's in so much shock. I think we've all lost someone to suicide. That is extremely shocking. Anyone who's been through that on a very personal level knows how that can upset one's life forever. In this case, we didn't know him that well, but I think still everybody has a kind of one way or another responded to that. So this is a very traumatic week, shocking week in some ways, in terms of other things in the news too. And this would be a good time for me to present something that I had wanted to get across. My whole purpose for being here really is how to present such things better. And so this will be kind of dedicated to Robin Williams and to all of us in terms of another way of looking at consciousness. That was something he was very much into. And he even asked the question, if funny things can come out of the consciousness, if negative things can come out of the consciousness, what about positive things? And he was very humorous about that. So I found a couple of quotes on that, about his kind of reaching out in some ways for some kind of principle, foundational principle in consciousness. But that wasn't his job. His job as a comedian was to kind of put it to use and really have a lot of fun. So we could get into, some of the things that might have played a part in his suicide, if it was intentional completely or not, if it was a function of other chemicals that were involved, whether medications or whether early cocaine use or who knows what happens with that over the years. It can be hidden very well by someone was very smart, such as himself. So this is a good time to get into something that could have saved his life if he really knew about this and put his focus on this. This could have, he'd be alive today, perhaps. Because I think it's very useful in substance abuse. It's very useful as kind of a way of having a leading principle or something within oneself that one can turn to when one is suffering, when one has any questions, or when one is joyous even, something within that one can turn to. So this is a story of a breakthrough in consciousness. This is more of a preview of a story, because how much can I get into in 5 minutes? So this will be something that we can get into some more at a future time. But basically, this was something that after being involved in doing therapy for many years, and I was working with someone who I thought might have potential to do some self-harm. He told me he was going to go off and do rock climbing that week, and he was just telling me there's nothing in him that's positive. Everything's negative. Everything's against him. We finally found kind of a self-helper within, and he said, yeah, it was a self-helper, negative self-helper. And then he was going to go off to do rock climbing. Oops. So this was something I was really in a bind about as a therapist. I mean, I tried everything we've done hypnosis and all sorts of things. All we found was the negative. And as he was leaving, I said, now if we found this negative self-helper, just in the interest of kind of the physics of balance, wouldn't there be a positive self-helper in there? And he said, I found my self-helper. It's not positive. It's only negative, and that's it. So that kind of set me up for what am I going to do here? And that was after many years of doing therapy with people. And that was the original initial breakthrough. We came back And we did find something inside. Not sure if extremely positive. It was very different than what he had ever experienced. And it was pretty positive. And he said, I don't know what that was. He remembered it in hypnosis. I don't know what that was. And how much more time do I have here in terms of...
Two more minutes.
So, okay, then it goes into working with someone else. And then the third person, who had a very high ability in hypnotherapy, I'll just play a minute of this, if this will work. This is from chapter 3 in the book called The Still Soft Voice, which I can explain a lot more about that in the future time. But here's a quick visual on it, if I can get this out of here. That's what the book looks like, and that's kind of a little representation of consciousness and of what we're used to in consciousness, which is we think that this is us over here, the ego. We think it's pretty big sometimes, and that's where things are at and everything. But what we don't know, and that's why I like this visual here, usually my name is less in the picture. I put it in the background. There's something else within consciousness that's just limitless. And this is how it was found with the third person, and I'll play that now, just for a minute or two.